We began with this pasuk, which we keep on coming back to try to understand it better and better, and through that understand the concept of Shabbos. The pasuk is L'cha Hashem Agedulu V'Agavura V'Hateferes V'Hanetzach V'Ahoid. To you, Hashem, is Gedula, greatness, strength, beauty, splendor. And we list out six midos of Hashem, and then we say again, L'cha Hashem HaMamlacha, to you Hashem is the reign, the kingdom, the malchus, HaMasnas El Chol HaRoish, and you are elevated above all leaders, all great people, which is the mid of Keser. And we explain that the way this pasuk is set up is that the six midos of Hashem are all the ways that Hashem relates to this world. He's mashpia on this world with kindness, with power, with strength, with beauty, and all the ways he's mative to this world. And they only come to actualization, they only come into reality, they only actually affect us and connect us and give us all that benefit only through the midah of Malchus, which is why we then repeat again, L'cha Hashem HaMamlacha, which means the midah of Malchus itself doesn't create any shefa on its own in this world. It doesn't directly affect the world in that way, but it brings the first six midahs to actualization in this world through the lens of Malchus Shemayim. So now let's give a mashal so that with this mashal we can understand a lot better this concept. Imagine a chasana back pre-COVID days, which was prepared from scratch by loving parents. They were wealthy and spared no expense on their son's wedding. They had a new hall renovated, more beautiful and impressive than any other hall. They hired the most expensive caterer and had him create a brand new menu, hiring a whole staff of professional chefs. They hired a whole orchestra and paid for every extra they could think of or that anybody ever thought of, and it's a bunch that no one ever thought of, with singers and performers from around the country. They invited anyone who they ever know or was associated with them. The chasna was going to be historic. It was going to be the chasna of the century. And the day comes, and all the guests have arrived, and the reception is supposed to begin, and the chasna is supposed to walk in, and tragically, the chasna gets injured on the way to the chasna. And there's nothing they can do. The chasna simply has to be postponed. All the food is ready. It's out on the tables. The waiters are there, ready to serve. Guests are assembled. There's no chasna. The orchestra is playing music, but there's no one to dance with. Now imagine someone were to approach the father and tell him, look, you know, it's true that your son, the chasin, isn't here. But let's enjoy the whole event together with us. You know, we can make a very happy and joyous event without a chasin too. Let's eat and dance and enjoy the good food and music, right? So this would be so inappropriate. It's simply ridiculous. And the truth is that no one would have any taste to enjoy any of the food. And the music would start grating on people's ears. And the whole festive atmosphere would be shadowed with gloom. The event has no meaning at all without the chasen. If the purpose, the tachlis of the whole affair is not realized, it loses all meaning and any appeal. But if that would not be how events turned out, and rather the chasen does come walking in, and immediately upon his arrival, what happens? It turns into a chasana. The food is appealing, it's beautiful, overwhelmingly happy simcha, the music is amazing, the guests are overjoyed to be able to participate, and the whole affair has taken on a ruchnisdig, spiritual flavor as well, hopefully, transformed from a simple feast to a sudas mitzvah, a chasana. The brachas you make, they change from a regular benching to saying shas simcha b'ma'inai, I'm making sheva brachas. The food has brought happiness down to this world from Shemayim, from on high. And this is a mashal of what the midah of Malchus is. It comes last. It is, after all, then the midas. But only the midah of Malchus has the ability to bring the other midas into effect, to actualize them, and to make their purpose and tachlis realized in this world. The king is the chasen, so to speak, and all the food and all the entertainment and the music and the ambiance are all the other midas, which we can enjoy if the king is there and then there's a purpose to it all.